It's me. I know it's been some days since I've posted anything. I'm in the bath, and fun fact, I'm sitting in the dark, although that was not planned. Just after I settled in, it's really hot. Just after I settled into the water, my house lost power. It flickered a couple times, and then it settled on dark, and it's not evening here yet, but it's been overcast all day, and where I am, there's not very much natural light, so I'm gonna go with it because it seems like a really fitting, gloomy sort of environment. Although, luckily I'm not feeling predominantly gloomy right now. Before hitting record, I gave myself a little pep talk and also told myself I was not to mention what I'm about to mention. So, yeah, you know, it's been 7, 8, 9 days, I don't know, since I last posted anything. And, if anyone's written me any messages, comments, etc., and I have not answered, I apologize. I've been going through a rough time. Been feeling, you know, so boring to talk about, but depression, man. It's been a monkey on my back since I was pretty little, and I usually cope with it pretty damn well. It's never gone completely away, but it's been a real long time since I've had an episode this severe, and so things have been rough. I appreciate those of you who have been reaching out and showing support. Means a lot, even though I haven't actually responded. The first thing to go is my desire to communicate. So, it will come back. I know it. It's cyclical, but that's not okay. That's it. That's all I'm going to say about that right now. Because this is the first time I've even been able to pick up my little recording doohickey, also known as my phone, in a while. It's the first time I've wanted to, but I kept getting this kind of anxious, panicky feeling when I thought about recording something. Ugh. Okay, once again, being too dramatic. So, I'm home. I left work. Call it a mental health day. I've been knitting. Yeah. I hear there's a bit of a cliche with female GWA performers and knitting. I don't care. It's very soothing and I'm making beautiful stuff. So, I'm in the bath. My hair's all up in a thingy. And, I like to make the water about as hot as I can stand it, and then like 5% more, because I always want to push that threshold, you know? And I've got bubbles, and it just feels really peaceful to be submerged like this. And, you know, it's dark, but there's a little bit of light flickering in through the window. If I'd been thinking ahead, maybe I would have gotten candles, but who can bother with that? So, I'm gonna settle back in a little deeper. maybe not that deep. I'm sure the most flattering noises are gonna be transmitting through the audio here. So, I've been having trouble on several fronts. But keeping it about the audios, I've been having trouble selecting a script, I get that, you know, decision fatigue, and it's extra bad right now. So hey, if you run across a script, or if you got a script that you'd like to hear me try, feel free to send it my way. I may or may not do it. it'll just depend on all sorts of factors and circumstances. Right now, I'm just feeling grateful that I feel like I am easing back into this, and I'm feeling more relaxed, and also desire, which has been a little bit difficult for me these past few days or a week. And there's something about a hot bath, being submerged, surrounded with bubbles and dim light and mostly the dark. It's peaceful. It's sensuous. Everything, all of my tactile senses feel heightened, and well, everything smells good too. You know, the water is slippery and the bubbles are, they're popping. And it's just a feeling of peace and well-being that I have lacked for a while. And then I think a lot of people sort of subconsciously lack that feeling of internal peace and well-being. So I'm just going to kind of sit with that for a minute and invite you to sit with it too, if you want. I don't know if this is helping anyone, or if it will help anyone, or fuck, for that matter, if I'm even going to post it. But just in case, let's just sit with it for a minute. I'm hearing water running under the house. Maybe it is raining outside, I don't know. I'm feeling the bubbles bursting all around me in little tiny bubble deaths. Feeling my skin heat and then cool as a really fine shimmer of perspiration breaks out across my skin. It's a nice feeling. I'm hearing cars drive by on the wet road outside, so I guess it is raining. I love the rain. I actually really love overcast skies and rain, and I'm generally known to jump outside when it's raining and splash in puddles, as long as it's not too freezing. But I've also been known to do it when it's real cold. We can always warm up later, right? That's part of the fun. I'm a tall person and this bathtub is short, so I'm giving each leg a chance at being fully outstretched. Right now it's my right leg and I've got my foot braced against the bottom of the tub. My left leg is just kind of relaxed and bent. Maybe I'll slide down a little deeper, and so my shoulders can get in on this fun. Oof. Okay. Oh. I don't know what that was, but I don't care. So now I'm kind of crammed diagonally. My head is just above the water, my head resting on the edge of the tub, so that my shoulders are in the water, and my knees are bent, my whole body's kind of bent so that I can fit this much in. Maybe it's a standard size tub, I don't know, I'm just not a standard size person. That's okay. Anyway, I've just been so tired, you know, too tired to do much beyond just the bare minimum. And I'm not that kind of person. I've never been happy just doing the bare minimum. So when I'm kind of forced to do that, it kind of tends to send me deeper when I realize that's what I'm doing. So I'm clawing my way back up. I am clawing my way back up. If you've ever been through something like this, you know what it's like. And maybe you don't, I don't know. I think it's something more people go through than will admit. And after dealing with it for most of my life, I'm tired of not talking about it, tired of hiding it. So it's here. Yeah, I brought it back there. Okay. I'm just kind of swaying now from side to side, let the water kind of lap at my skin in new places. That feels nice. Well, 11 minutes I've been meandering. I haven't even touched myself. That might be a new record. For a while there, it was, 50 plus recordings that I've been kind of conditioned when that phone is in my hand and I'm recording. It's like instant arousal. I'm so primed. Not much different now. I just haven't touched myself yet. I just, just lightly cupping my breast now. Letting that hard nipple, why are my nipples always so hard? Letting that nipple just rub against the palm of my hand. I must be swaying because the water is swaying, almost like the tide's coming in. It's starting to feel really good. The bathroom has warmed up so much, it's almost like there's steam in here. And I'm just kind of very gently swaying my body, feeling every sensation. The nipple against the rougher skin of my palm. Feeling that heavy weight of my breast. So heavy. I need to sit up a little bit. I'm sure that sounds really lovely. Sitting back up so that I could see myself better. Though I usually like to have my eyes closed, just feel like I like to heighten all the other sensations. Touch, smell, taste. The sound. The sound of my hand traveling from my breast down my stomach and just tracing that path from my breast down my belly and then lower between my legs. And just kind of tracing the contours of my skin back to my legs. My thighs are very smooth, even though I've stopped shaving above my knee when I was a teenager. There just hardly is any hair there to speak of or bother with. So tracing my legs, feeling that smoothness, letting them rub against each other. Just dripping water. Scooping some up and dripping it down my chest. I'm watching the drops fall. Imagining it was your lips, your fingers, spreading this water across my body, scooping it and splattering it on me, and then tracing those droplets down with your fingers, your lips, your tongue, feeling that path of heat burning into me, even hotter than the water. I imagine you kneeling here above me in the bath, looking at me as I look at you. I'm stuck between your knees, and I feel very vulnerable in this position. But you know I like that, don't you? I'm yours to touch or to tease, to taste, to bite. Whatever you want to do. I'm stuck here. I'm at your mercy, just the way we both like it. I imagine this finger between my legs. It's your finger. Your finger between my legs. You feel that? How slippery. Slippery and wet. And even though I'm in the water, it's a different kind of wet, isn't it? You can tell. It's a different variety of wet. It's much slippier. It's much slipperier. Much more slippery than water. And, God, it feels really good to laugh. I haven't been that much. But when I'm with you, it is easier. Even if I'm just with you like this. My finger between my legs, parting my lips, sliding inside me, slowly, slowly sliding inside me. Even though I'm so slippery, it feels tight. There's friction. It's really hard not to arch against your hand. I want to just grind against your hand. I do. Twist my nipples. Just looking down at me, almost without any expression, just with this need in your face, in your eyes. You need me, like I need you. Only you can make me feel this way. You know that. You know it. Only I can make you feel that way. The way that your cock is getting harder and harder. Oh. And how it will eventually start dripping on me, dripping into the water. Dripping on me, and then I just rub it into my skin. Oh, your finger. You're just giving me a little bit, just a little taste of your finger. And I'm trying to rock into your hand. More. So fast. Have I been a good enough girl yet? What if I beg you to let me come, please? Just one quick, and then I'll take care of you. Because, oh, fuck. Yes, you. To me. You know, I want it in my mouth, and I want it between these breasts that you've been staring at. And as you slide it between my breasts, I'll dip my head down and take the tip of it into my mouth and lick the head of the cock. As you slide it back and forth between these big breasts. You can use my body that way because I want you to. It's not you using me when I'm willing. And you know I want you. I want you every way. Every way that you can have me is what I want. Where you've been wanting to put your cock, haven't you? You've been wanting to slide it inside me. Grunt. I want it to be all over my fucking body. I want it in my mouth. I'll rub it into my skin and wear it like a lotion. I'll swallow it greedily. Instead of just the water, how lovely that would be. Rocked with you after we both come all over each other. And then just rock and rock against each other, rocking each other to sleep. Letting the waves take us. Feeling your skin against my skin. Until one of us wakes up and starts touching the other with more intent.
I think it's gonna be me, by the way.
I'm not always this insatiable.
It's only when I'm with you.
Well, this was a very restorative bath. Thank you for spending bath time with me. I would like to make this a tradition.
I will see. I think I need a bigger bathtub.
And next time, I'll do candles. For now, let's just drift again. You can go to sleep if you want.